right, welcome back to it. The day after St. Patrick's Day, you know, normally you'd say, how much green beer did you have? And the answer is zero. I did talk to a couple of people yesterday. They were at home pretending they were having a St. Patrick's Day party amongst themselves. Yeah, they were, a couple of them. They're Irish people. God bless them. Give them a chance. My next guest, Julie Gunlock, director of the Independent Women's Forum's Center for Progress and Innovation. And Julie, welcome to the No Panic Zone, because that's where we operate these days. The No Panic Zone. A lot of serious things to discuss. And a new column that you put out, Coronavirus, Are We Overreacting? And your immediate answer is?
No. I mean, there's a little bit of, I think, inappropriate behavior, some of the hoarding. We're seeing the viral videos of people, you know, trying to grab 18, 20 packs of toilet paper at the Costco and not sharing with their fellow man. And that is not necessarily. The only thing I'm hoarding is wine.
I'd appreciate that.
Totally justified. I don't think that the reaction, I think the White House is handling this really well. I think Trump, people accuse him of being a narcissist and making everything about him. He has stepped aside. He's brought in some very smart people, Dr. Fauci among them, and he has said, look, I'm going to let the experts talk here. He's got an economic package that's going to help particularly things like the hospitality industry sort of.
I have no idea where that money comes from, but I agree with you, and he has stepped up. And, in fact, 2 days in a row here, I've played comments from Governor Cuomo of New York praising the president, praising the vice president, which is where we should be.
In California. In California, you've got this ultra-liberal governor, Newsom Gaffney, and he praised the president. And people who are using these opportunities, to score political points, disgusting. This is a time to come together, and I think Trump has really handled this well. I'm glad to see schools closing. I'm glad to see people, making the effort to socially isolate. Certainly hard yesterday. I think that we're starting to see, the bars closing, bars limiting patrons. All of our restaurants, we live in sort of a bedroom community, sleepy community.
Right.
The restaurants are now takeout only, and we are doing that. We are trying to support them.
And I think that's the right thing, I think that's good. I want to bring something to your attention, though, Julie, because I heard about this 3-4 days ago, and I said, come on, that can't be true. And then I saw an article yesterday, and I said, it actually is true. My brother, in a little small town that he lives in, knows of a neighbor down the street, has a young daughter, has had this guy poking around, and he's peeking in the windows 3-4 days ago. So she calls the police. She has a 16-year-old daughter. The police called her back and said, we can't really come out there because of social distancing. Wow. No joke. The police are not showing up in person. So I'm looking here at an article, Lansing, Michigan. In Lansing and in a growing number of communities, if someone steals from your garage, for example, during the ongoing coronavirus crisis, police are not going to respond in person. Good luck.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, Steve, and this is the thing that makes me the most nervous. I do worry about crime. I truly do. And I'll just say that I am very glad that as a family that we are gun owners and that we can protect ourselves. I find it kind of interesting in this area that I live in. I live in a deep, deep blue city where there's far, far more Moms Demand Action members than gun owners. And I think people are very quickly going to be feeling vulnerable because I think these types of things, look, this is, sort of day three of isolation, at least it's day three of homeschooling for me. But as this moves on, as this ticks on, as people lose their jobs, as money runs out, I worry tremendously about that. And to hear the stories of the police not being able to respond because of that, That adds to the fear. I think this is something definitely worth worrying about. I am a no-worry person. I'm simmer down, everyone, calm down. But I'm also someone who recognizes true risks and true dangers, and I think this is one of them.
Well, I agree with that. People unchecked, and we're the same. We can defend ourselves. We can defend, the back 40 here, and we're happy to do it. I'm not happy to do it. I hope it doesn't come to that. But when the crooks quickly realize they can go steal everything they want and the cops are never going to show up and they're basically free to do as they please, well, that creates a problem, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And I will say, again, we live in times where, we are blessed to live in modern times. Crime is at a historic low. The last time the crime rate in general crime rate was this low, there wasn't color television. Okay, so that is why, it's like sort of in peacetime, that's why you get groups that say, look, we should confiscate all guns and we shouldn't, there's no reason to have a gun. That's because there's never any danger. We're potentially entering a time where there could be an uptick in crime. I think maybe views may change if things get bad out there.
I agree with that, and we're looking at everything. The unemployment rate could go to 20%. When the unemployment rate goes that high, that also creates crime issues potentially. So we're going to keep an eye on that. The biggest concern to me, though, Julie, is this. When the government comes in and says, we'll control how you can move, we're going to control your food supply, we're going to control when
Absolutely.
You can go see the doctor. It's the encroachment, the destruction of personal liberty that I find most frightening, because when government takes it, they pretty much never give it back. In this case, we're Americans. We'll see what happens. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, too. You know, I'm a small government girl, and so it makes me really nervous when you see sort of the government says restaurants can't do this or people can't do this. I think there is some short-term gain there. I think it's important, but I worry about how these things might turn into long-term sort of standards, and that makes me real nervous.
Yeah. One of our listeners said, is it more frightening to have the cops show up or have them not show up?
It's a good question.
At this point in the conversation, it is a very fair question. Julie Gunlock, we'll stay in touch. Keep your head down. Be safe. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. You too.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show here in the No Panic Zone. Back after this.